everyone, welcome to Girl on Comics. I'm Heather, your host, so let's talk about your weekly poll. This podcast is rated PG-13 for foul language. Also, the opinions expressed in this podcast are my own, therefore no one else is to be held responsible for them. Hey everyone, today is April 23rd, 2014, and I'm going to start this podcast with a few things that I actually got caught up on, starting with The Witcher, which number 2 came out this week. I caught up on number 1 this week also. It's actually a pretty good series. The writer is Paul Tobin, who, if you remember from last week's podcast, did Bendette with Colleen Coover, and it's a fantasy mystical, mythological story about a guy who's a witcher, which is kind of basically a sorcerer, who pairs up with a guy who is a hunter, and they kind of enter this cursed forest, and they have to find their way out. So that's a pretty good read if you're looking for something new and something that's a little bit more on the creepy side and having to do with mythology. I really like kind of the characters that develop out of it, or at least the few that we've seen. Like, there's vampires and there's a succubus, so that was always really fun. I also caught up on The Fuse this week, which issue number 3 came out, and I had to read issue number 2 as well. The Fuse was a new title for me, and it's actually pretty good. It reminds me of Powers a lot, and if you've never read Bendis's Powers, I highly suggest it. It's a very good read for the first few trades. I don't know if I would go into any of the Bureau stuff, but it's just a space detective, noir-style thing, a rookie cop with an old-school cop, and they're trying to figure out how to work together, and it's a very fun read for me right now. I'll finish out this storyline, but even though it is a good read, I have a lot of my piles, so it might not. If this storyline concludes really well, I'll continue with it for sure. After that, I caught up on Lazarus, which Lazarus is still one of my top reads. I love Greg Rucka. I might not love his Vial, but I love almost everything else that he's done. This storyline is still super good, and if you're not reading Lazarus, the first trade is out, and I promise you, like, I feel like the first story arc was a little bit of a letdown, but this story arc is really ramping up to some really cool stuff. Forever is, you're finding more about her past, and you're kind of developing more of what the family means, and then the outsiders. So stick through that first trade and get to these few issues, and I promise you the payoff is wonderful. After that, for the new this week, is Elektra number 1, written by Hayden Blackman, and the art is done by Del Mundo, and I've never come across this artist before, but upon reviews and stuff like that, Marvel is really trying hard and stretching their limits to get really diverse artists, and I enjoy it. I picked up Elektra originally just because it's another female comic book, and I love female characters, and I read it, and was blown away with the art style and how different it was, and it reminds me of an Image comic book, which everybody is in love with Image now. So Elektra, if you want another superhero thing, I've never read her before, I don't know any of her backstory, nothing at all besides she dated Daredevil for a little while, this was a good pickup and a good read, and man, I am reading so many Marvel titles now, which means that they are doing something right. The only bad thing about this Elektra one is that I feel like half the issue was taken up by another character, because they kind of did an introduction to Elektra, and then they went on to the Serpent issue with a guy named Bloody Toe or something. I don't remember. I don't have the issue in front of me right now. But it was cool. It was totally cool. I wish I had more Elektra in it, though. But the other character was still really cool, that I'm not too pissed off about it. So if you want a new poll, definitely try Elektra. I highly suggest the art's fucking fantabulous, and Hayden Blackman used to write Batwoman, which is my favorite superhero whatsoever, even though I've stopped reading it because of the new creators. After that, we have the usuals. Tomb Raider number 3 came out, still really digging it. There's hint that they might go back to the island, which I'm not happy with at all, because I have spent more than like freaking 20 hours on that island. I do not want to go back to it. It kind of creeps me out and gives me like horror flashbacks. So I hope maybe that they stay away from it, maybe go into a different direction with a new mystical element, which would be really cool. If they don't, then I'll stick with it until it creeps me out too much, and then I'll drop it. So that's how Tomb Raider is for me. Still a really great story. Dark Horse is doing really good with strong female characters, so So go them too. They're starting to step up their game. After that, we have Sheltered. I still don't know why I'm reading this comic book. It's really eye-opening and kind of scary and grotesque in a way. And I think that's probably why I'm reading it. I'm like, holy shit, these is boundaries that people have never really tapped before, especially with children. So I'm going to keep reading this and see how it works out. After that is Bunker number 3. For God's sake, if you are not reading Bunker, please read Bunker. It is very good, you guys. You are going to be mad that you missed out on these issues once the trade comes out. Or we'll probably read fantastically in a trade too, so pick it out when that comes out. But the story continues, the conspiracy continues, the whole future people coming to talk to the past people continues, and you're finally getting more into each character and how they might do things to change the future. Oh, it's so good, you guys. Just gotta read that. And lastly, it's Guardians of the Galaxy number 14. If you're not reading Guardians of the Galaxy, please pick up Guardians of the Galaxy. If you're not amped up for the movie, then go screw yourself, because it's gonna be brilliant, you guys. This issue was a double-sized anniversary issue, so it's $5. Totally worth it, because there's a really awesome backstory with Groot in it that almost made me cry. And there's a really fun other story with Vance Astro in the back of it, too. So it's all really, really good, you guys. They kind of introduce Venom into the team now, and even maybe a little hint of Captain Marvel. But I don't really understand how Venom got to the team, so I might have to read issue number 13. Or they might have just thrown him in there and have been all like, oh, this will work out somehow. But the Groot backstory is worth the $5. Like, I would just buy that Groot backstory for $5. So there you go with that. So I kind of ran through that pretty fast. I hope it wasn't too fast. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good Wednesday poll and enjoy your comics and have a great weekend. See ya!